Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. Ozzie Guillen.
That's White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre and post analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My man is trying to pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2000 World Series winning manager for the White Sox.
Tying run at second, two out, Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
So if they keep winning, you'll take off a piece of your clothing?
Yes.
Every time we win, we peel a section.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and he joins us, as all guests do, on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Very well. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
You know, I got to tell you, I am hoping you can translate what this means to me. I read the Sun-Times and saw Ken Williams talking to the paper about what he said about accountability. He said accountability around here is not a problem, meaning the White Sox. He said when you do not accomplish the goal at hand and you've been given an opportunity that we've been given to rebuild this thing, to tear it down and rebuild it, and we were on the right track. Now the train is a little off the rails, or off the rails a little. It would be naive of me to think if things don't correct themselves that we wouldn't be looked at as well as it should be. Any chance that he's talking about Jerry looking at himself, at Rick Hahn, at what has gone on with the with the poor kind of construction of this roster?
Well, you know, that's a very tough statement, you know what I mean? Because when you're in the middle of the, in the middle of the games, you know, you start, you even finish a month yet. But obviously, Jerry put attention to it. Obviously, Jerry be thinking about it. You know, he's spending a few dollars with the ball club. I think Jerry went out and say yes to a lot of things they do. I don't think they're going to do stuff without Jerry say yes. But the thing is, you know, they put a good team together. Yeah. I don't know. I can say that the talent is out there, but they're not play up to. You know what I mean? They're not play up to, and somebody has to pay the price. Most of the time, I feel for Pedro, because Pedro really has his hand very tight. He can do anything about it because nothing's going on, you know. Guys start the game, starting pitcher starting the game. All of a sudden, they go three innings, four innings. In the first inning, they get, you know, they're down by two, three runs. They come back, then all of a sudden, they lose the lead. They lose so many different ways. It's kind of hard for people to say, okay, we struggle at the bullpen. We struggle offensively. We struggle with the starting rotation. We struggle making the move out of the managing jobs. But they, you know, I mean, they're just doing so many bad things. You cannot point to anything to just get away with that. You know, what I mean, a lot of teams when they struggle offensively, it's okay. We're going to bring somebody to help the offense. We're going to send somebody to the minor league. But now if you're going to do it, you should change. You got to clean the house. That house has to be very clean because right now it's only few guys. I don't know. Only few guys play the way they should be playing.
So, Ozzie, if Kenny Williams comes out in the Sun-Times and says that the White Sox believe in accountability and accountability around here is not a problem and changes have to be made, in his words, if things don't change, is he sending a message to Rick Hahn?
Oh, you got to ask him. You know what I mean? My problem is I'm so honest with people that give me a lot of trouble, but also give me a credibility with the people. Everything I say is no names out, everything's out. But then, you know, the only guy I can fire is Rick Hahn down. And the guy got to make the move is Jerry. Obviously, I don't think Jerry going to make a move right now because I don't think he want to deal with different people around him building this ball club or deal with. It had to be somebody know very well because, obviously, I don't think he want to start over again. I think he trusts those guys. But I think overall they got to take a look and see what we do wrong, how we spend the money wrong, and we do the right thing, we bring the right guys. All those little things, they got to go through their mind. But when the team playing like this, obviously, no matter who you are, you think it's, oh, I'm on the hot seat. It's not something. And I don't think Kenny hired for that. Say, hey, they're going to do something for me I'm prepared for. Or they're going to do something drastic I'm ready for. And I'm glad Kenny come out and say that. But nothing's going to happen to what happened. You know what I mean? Kenny can say whatever he wants. He got the title. He got the power. He got a lot of guts to come out and make that statement. I like that. But in the meanwhile, you know what I mean, you can say whatever you want. The longest they're not producing, they have to get something done. Today is a big game for them. I think right now today is a big game for them because coming home, playing this bad, they have to make a decision what's going on here. It's going to be a crazy move. If they lose today, I will make some move just to be sure media concentrate something out on the way they play. But last night you watch a game, it's just like, you know what I mean? It was frustrating. I told Chuck, I said, I don't have anything to say anymore. Because, yes, I do. I come up with stuff, and I try to figure out how they're losing, when, who they're pitching to, how they're pitching to. But everything I see, last night I see Clevinger, first couple innings, aggressive, on the play, all the song. You know what I mean? He just, the trains don't work anymore. All the song starts throwing balls all over the place. Then when they try to throw the ball around the play, got hit hard. You know what I mean? So many little things happen there. Just, I think out of all this stuff, I think Banks is the only one come out and throw 3 innings, save the bullpen for today's game. I hope they don't need it. But you cannot point a finger to anything because anything is wrong. And I make a comment a couple of days ago about Grifol. I want to see Grifol not be Ozzie in style type, but he had to say something media and fans can start believe him. And because I think he's a great baseball man, I think he can do a lot of stuff. But I know it's only been a month for him. You know, had that experience in the big league, never played in the big league. You know what I mean? All the thing behind the scene. But I want to see him come out one time, just say, hey, you know what, I'm tired of this. I'd hate to lose. And I think to see how the players going to respond. You know what I mean? That's all you have because they're not responding. It being nice. I think you got to try to try something out and to see their players respond that way.
I think it's a legitimate question about whether or not they'll ever see 500 this year. They're 10 games back. They are awful. They haven't won a series. They haven't won two consecutive games. It is still April, but you feel like the summer's blown. You feel like the season has been somehow not started or ended, and you're barely getting going. It really sets up for a horrible summer on the South Side.
There's no doubt about it. I don't worry, you know what I mean? Maybe you got 7 games back, 8 games back. You can get those games back. It's no doubt. You're going to play against your own division pretty soon. But those guys under 500, that's the one they got to fight through it. You know, they got to fight to get to 500. They got to, oh my God, they're going to be tough. And because they have to play everybody in baseball. And a lot of people say, oh, they had a tough schedule. Yes, they do. Well, everybody does. Everybody through the season is going to have a tough schedule. They're going to have an easier schedule. Yeah, but the way they play, they can play right now. They can play any team right now in Winter League, and they're going to get beat. I don't think that right now they cannot find who they are. They don't know. You know what I mean? You see Pantera swing the bat. It's like, wait a minute. This guy ever played baseball? You know what I mean? You see this guy, you know, swinging two ball, no strike, swinging with the game's closed. He's on the line, bad pitching. You know what I mean? He just, offensively, he's just, they say, okay, we need TA. Yes, yes, we do. We need Moncada. No, we don't, because when Moncada is in the lineup, everybody hate him. But the song, we need him.
Ozzy, on AJ Pierzynski's podcast, he asked Lance Lynn what was wrong with the White Sox. And Lance Lynn answered by saying that they're in the midst of everybody learning a new way of going about things in the organization, coaches, staff, and everything. What did you make of that response? It just sounded too general, and then it made you wonder, what in the world is spring training for if you're still learning things 4 weeks into the season?
You know, that made me laugh. Maybe because I'm an old school man, maybe. Maybe it's that, but I don't remember anybody. I'm not playing with a lot of bad team, White Sox bad team. I don't remember any of my teammates say, oh, you know, coach, we have a new coach, we have a new manager, we don't know how we're going to play. I think everybody know how to play. Everybody know. I don't think this is the big league. This only two guys, maybe, only two guys need help. It's going to be Colas, Berger, and Cheech. Everybody's a veteran player. I don't think they should, you know, how are you going to change? What they're going to say, hey, when you hit, you make sure you shoot 3 points. No, this is a baseball, and you are there for a reason. I say I got to adapt to my coaches, my manager. I remember going to the Atlanta Braves, and Don Baylor, rest in peace, was my hitting coach. And he said, you know, something, turn around, talk to me.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
About here, I say, Donnie, don't waste your time. I worked with Walter Reina for 100 years, and I still hit 200, okay? Don't worry about it. And you're not going to change me in 2 hours. That's the same way I expect from the players. Why are you going to learn from the coaches? First of all, coaches don't have enough experience in the big league. You know me, who always played in the big league for a long time. Not that many guys. I know they're great coaches. Yes, they are. They're good coaches. Yes, but you know what I mean, not to coach, to teach how people have to play. And now I don't understand. I think it's going to be nice with his teammate. I think it's going to be nice with other stuff. But I disagree with him because nowadays players like, who's going to be my hitting coach? Oh, I don't understand him. Who's going to be that guy? No, understand. You know what I mean? It's just so many things go around. So many cues go around. It's just like, I can't get it. I understand where it comes from. I mean, you don't want to throw anybody under the bus. We're still working. But to do that, but I think there's a bunch of veteran players. I don't think they need help, coaches' help. They need, you know, I told Chuck, I said, they need a psychologist. They need a psychiatrist. They don't need a coach. They need a doctor to clean their mind, to make them thinking positive. That's a different thing. You don't need no coaches. You need coaches in the big level, in big level when you're a kid. And by the way, sometimes your coaches screw you up, telling so many stuff, and look at the video, look at that score report. Look at this. They forgot about one thing, what they're hitting. See the ball and try to stay on the middle. That's easy as that. And when you're showing all those things, computers, look at your swing, look at your elbow, look at your head, they make those guys crazy. They don't know what to do. Just very simple. Hey, let's go hit. Try hit the ball back in the middle. Make sure you see the ball long enough. That's the reason they're chasing bad pitch.
Yeah.
The information is there. The information is there. I know the information is there. But if they're smart enough to get the information out of there, no. Nobody is. I don't see Pete Rose go out there and ask the coach what I was doing, or Ricky Henderson or Fran Thomas. You know, no. They have one plan, and they stick up with the plan, and they go for it.
The other element of this, and I don't know if anyone even follows or cares, but they're literally like the worst team in all the minor leagues too. They're like this whole issue that they're you know, they got the worst chase rate in baseball. They can't draw a walk. You know, all this stuff that's going on apparently all over the system. You know, the bad pitching isn't just in the major leagues. It's when you start seeing like overviews of the minor leagues. Coupled with, in other words, there's no help coming. There's no cavalry to the rescue.
Well, it's a funny thing because I just saw that last night, yesterday. And I sent it to a few people. Sent it to a few people like, this is a true day in big trouble. You know, Davis is the only one. He pitched here last year. He threw the ball very well. Still in the minor league. The reason why Cheeseburger not made the ball club out of the spring training. You know, so many little things. You're like, wow, what's going on here? I don't know anything on the minor league system they have. But numbers-wise, because everything in baseball right now is by numbers. It's funny because the people running this game now, they know numbers, but they don't know baseball. Listen to me what I say. They know about numbers, yes. They should be making, you know, be a math teacher in college, not be in baseball, figure out how you build a team. And I say numbers, they're looking for numbers. Look at that. They numbers are not good for the minor league system. And that's something you have to look at yourself. I always say, baseball people say, when you have a great baseball in the big league, where we have a great team, your minor league system is a little weak. When you had a bad team in the big league, your minor league system is strong enough because they rebuild. They're going to make trades. In the big league, when you're going to compete, you trade the minor league guys for good players. And, well, White Sox right now, they don't have either one.
Ozzie, if you're Pedro Grifol and you go to the park today and you're staring at your record and you're looking at your losing streak, how tempted are you? Have you ever done this as a manager? You just shake things up. You just put the most illogical lineup together. You just give people something to look at and kind of out of their rhythm and out of their comfort zone just to see change for the sake of change. Have you ever done that, and would you recommend it?
Well, it's kind of hard because whatever line I put up, nobody hitting. Nobody at all have hitting. You know what I mean? One thing I said last night, why you have Roberts batting first when he struggle? If he strike out half of the time, his last 20 at bats, he's not a leadoff hitter. I think you have Ben intended there. He can be a leadoff hitter. You put Roberts down in the 6th, 7th spot to get the RBI guy and put Andrews batting second, at least to move the guy over to see if we can make something happen. But I don't know. I show up and MF everyone in the clubhouse. I swear to God, that was my style. My players respond to me with my style. I don't expect Pedro to do that because they're different men. It's a different guy. He's different. He had different approach. The excuse is not he didn't have that many years in the big league. That's an excuse. I don't care about that. I'm the manager. I'm the boss. I'm the one going to get fired. I got to get you guys going. I don't care if you guys hate me. You can hate me. I don't mind. You hate me. It's only people don't have to hate me. My three kids, my three grandkids, and my wife. Everybody out, they can hate me to death. But I can pay to win games. I don't pay to make friends. I don't. And right now in my life, I got more friends. I'm manager. The guys, they hate me. Obviously, when you manage for a little while, somebody going to hate you. That's part of the game because you will hate them too. But in on other hands, it's just you not get paid to be friends and be nice guy with the guys. You get paid to win games, and you got to show. You got to find a way to do it. I know they're talking one by one, individual. They talk about it. What they going to say? Hey, man, you owe for 25. Well, how we can help you? You know what I mean? It's just I think all the system, all the way they create. And I feel for Pedro. You know what I mean? It's just like we have different styles of manager. We have different styles to talk. And we have different styles to look at stuff and to treat people. And it's hard for me to say because I can handle it very well. I just go there and get upset, talk him, and let's go, let's move on. But I say, hey, we're going to get it tomorrow, flush it, we okay, we're working hard. You in Chicago, man, this is a blue-collar White Sox fan. Blue-collar. They want to see a team, they no matter they lose, a team with a fight. And they don't have that. And they don't have that from the coaching staff or the manager staff. They don't have that. They need that to show fans in Chicago. Because they care. They do. I know they care. But fans in Chicago, they might say, you know what? Those guys even care about it. They can't even say anything about it. Those guys even mad about it. Every interview you hear after the game, oh, we'll be okay. It's a long season. We'll be fine. You think we'll turn around. They say the nice stuff. Yes, they do. They say very political stuff. Yes, they do. But that's we don't want to hear that. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that. Like, hey, you know what? I can wait to somebody say, you know what? We've done, and somebody had to move everything around here. I remember in Toronto, we was playing Toronto. We six games over 500, and we lost three games in a row. I went crazy. And why? Because that's the way I check him out. We come back, and we win seven games in a row. Little thing like this. But I have a Warriors. I have a guys that go out there and perform the right way. They I will say, you know what, guys? You guys not embarrassing the way you guys play? I am embarrassed. That means you don't say anything bad about your players, but at least you send a message. Because it's hard for me and for Chuck. I feel bad for Chuck because we got to come up with shows. We got to talk about it. Everybody, you guys got to come every morning talk about the same stuff. You're like a broken record talking about the White Sox every day. And if they're not tired, I don't have nothing to do with the organization.
Well, and you're so right, Ozzie. I do think, though, that the danger here, not necessarily our show, I'm talking about in Chicago with the White Sox, there is apathy setting in. I have friends that have stopped watching the games, and it's working for them. They no longer, they're waiting to see what happens, but it's an ordeal to sit through it. It's not fun.
But you know what? If I don't care about the team,
yeah,
I don't care. I just make my money and move on. But I do care about White Sox.
Yeah.
I do care about them. I feel I'm proud to be able to wear that uniform. I'm proud to do that. I'm proud to walk in Chicago. They look at me and go, Ozzie Guillen, White Sox guy. Now, because everybody say, what's going on? What's going on? I say, I don't know what's going on. They, you know what? I don't care if your friends watch your game. Make sure they watch the pregame and postgame show.
Oh, yeah. Ozzie, though, keep your shirt on.
Yeah, you're worth the price of admission, Ozzie.
Keep your shirt on, Ozzie.
The only thing anyone wants to watch.
I watched that thing a piece. Well, my kids sent me that piece. I think that's a good piece. I told Chuck, I said, I got to do this. They win something wrong. I will take one out of my, my wife. Oh, you crazy? They're going to see the fat body you have.
That's great.
You know, oh,
we got to make something, man, because yeah. We got to make something, the people watching us funny, because I'm tired to be negative. I love Pedro. But we're tired to hear the same stuff every day. Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. We'll be okay. I am tired of that. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't take me wrong because Pedro maybe is not that type of guy. But it's the White Sox fan. We need to hear that. We need to. Okay, there we go. They fight. Remember when Pedro said we're going to be ready to kick everybody's ass?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened? That's what people like.
Right.
That's what people say. That's what people in Chicago. I don't know anything out in Chicago. That's what people like. And I know that. And right. I know how the fans are here. I know how the medias are here. When they say that, I say, well, Jared, there we go. Now we turn around like, we're working, we're trying. I'm like, come on.
Flush it, Ozzy. Just flush it.
Yeah, and you know what? If you flush it that much in Chicago, I think the story here, this booty all. All the stuff is going to come out pretty soon.
Yeah, it's all backed up. All right, buddy. Yeah.
Thanks, Oz. Great stuff.
Thank you. Thanks, right. Ozzy. That is Ozzy Guillen.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.